Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 8 Years to the Moon, The History of the Apollo Missions by Nancy Atkinson chronicles how the United States moved from early uncertainty after Sputnik to the first human footsteps on the moon in less than a decade. Rather than treating Apollo as a single triumph, the book frames it as a chain of missions, tests, setbacks, and decisions that steadily transformed bold political intent into workable engineering. Atkinson, known for clear space reporting, emphasizes the people and institutions that made Apollo possible. Astronauts, flight controllers, contractors, and scientists, along with the managers who had to balance risk, schedule, and national expectations. The narrative highlights the intense pace of development, the rising complexity of spacecraft and operations, and the way tragedies shaped safer practices. Readers get an accessible history of why Apollo mattered, how each mission advanced capabilities, and how the program reshaped technology and culture while leaving lessons still relevant to modern spaceflight. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from Cold War pressure to a lunar mandate, a central topic is how Apollo emerged from geopolitics and national ambition, not from a calm, linear plan. The book situates the program in the Cold War, when prestige, perceived security, and technological credibility were tightly linked. The decision to pursue a moon landing functioned as both a strategic signal and an organizing principle that could unify government agencies, industry, and public attention. This framework helps explain why the schedule was so aggressive and why budgets and workforce levels reached extraordinary scale. The narrative also clarifies that the lunar goal was not inevitable. It competed with other possible objectives, including Earth orbit laboratories, advanced military space concepts, and incremental science missions. By tracing the policy and public context, the book makes clear why the lunar mission was defined as a concrete, time-bound achievement rather than a vague promise of exploration. That specificity drove accountability and innovation, while also amplifying the consequences of failure. The program is shown as a product of leadership choices, institutional rivalry, and national mood, illustrating how big technological projects depend on political alignment as much as on engineering. Secondly, engineering the moon, rockets, spacecraft, and mission architecture. Another major theme is the engineering ecosystem that enabled lunar travel. The book explains how Apollo required coordinated development of the Saturn launch vehicles, the command and service module, and the lunar module, each with distinct constraints and failure modes. A key point is that mission architecture choices determined everything that followed. The selection of a lunar orbit rendezvous approach, for example, concentrated challenges into docking, navigation, and the lunar module design, but also made the overall mission feasible within mass and performance limits. The reader sees how propulsion, guidance, heat shielding, life support, and communications were not isolated technical feats, but parts of a system that had to work together under unforgiving conditions. Test flights and uncrewed missions become more than checkmarks. They are portrayed as learning platforms where design assumptions met real data and unexpected behaviors. The book also highlights the immense role of contractors and manufacturing quality, showing that reliability came from process discipline and iterative improvement. This topic underscores why Apollo was not a single invention, but a rapidly evolving stack of technologies refined through testing, analysis, and hard decisions about acceptable risk. Thirdly, learning through missions, how Apollo advanced step by step. The book treats the Apollo program as a progression of missions that built operation of missions that built operational maturity. Instead of focusing only on Apollo 11, it emphasizes how earlier flights developed essential capabilities such as long-duration life support, navigation and mid-course correction, rendezvous and docking, and real-time decision-making between the spacecraft and mission control. Each mission is presented as a chance to validate procedures and expose weaknesses, whether in hardware performance, crew training, or ground systems. The narrative shows the value of incremental milestones, Earth orbit checkouts, lunar orbit rehearsals, and full dress practice runs that reduced uncertainty before the first landing attempt. Operational details, such as timelines, simulation culture, and contingency planning, become central because Apollo was as much about managing complexity as about reaching distance. The reader learns how mission rules and flight software evolved in response to anomalies and near misses, and how those changes made later missions more confident and scientifically productive. By following the arc from early Apollo flights to later landings, the book demonstrates how exploration programs must treat each mission as both an achievement and an experiment, systematically converting experience into safer, more capable future flights. Fourthly, risk, tragedy, and the transformation of safety culture. A crucial topic is how Apollo confronted risk and how tragedy reshaped the program. The book addresses the reality that pushing the frontier created hazards in design, testing, and operations, and it highlights how the program learned painful lessons about materials, procedures, communication, and accountability. The Apollo 1 fire stands as a defining moment, not only for the loss of a crew, but for what it revealed about complacency, schedule pressure, and hidden system vulnerabilities. The narrative emphasizes that improvements did not come from a single fix. They emerged from comprehensive redesign, stricter configuration control, better hazard analysis, and a stronger willingness to question assumptions. Atkinson also conveys how risk management continued beyond that event, as missions faced equipment failures, guidance issues, and life support challenges that required both technical ingenuity and calm leadership. This topic frames astronauts and controllers as professionals operating within an evolving safety culture, one built through investigation, transparency, and rigorous testing. The book encourages readers to see Apollo as a case study in high-reliability work. Success depended not on avoiding all mistakes, but on building systems that detect problems early, limit cascading failures, and empower teams to respond effectively when the unexpected occurs. Lastly, legacy, science returns, public meaning, and lessons for today, the final topic is the lasting impact of Apollo, both in tangible outputs and in the cultural story it created. The book highlights how the moon landings were not only symbolic victories, but also scientific expeditions that returned samples, deployed instruments, and broadened understanding of lunar history. It also discusses the program's broader influence, advances in systems engineering, computing, materials, communications, and project management practices that carried into later aerospace work and other industries. Just as important is the human legacy, the way Apollo shaped public imagination and established a benchmark for national-scale projects. By tracing the arc through multiple missions, the book shows that the later flights expanded capabilities, improved surface operations, and deepened science, reminding readers that Apollo was more than a single moment. Atkinson's treatment connects these outcomes to present-day questions about how to plan sustainable exploration, how to communicate risk and purpose, and how to maintain momentum when political conditions change. This perspective helps readers evaluate modern lunar initiatives and Mars ambitions with clearer eyes, understanding what Apollo achieved, what it cost, and what conditions enabled its speed. The legacy is presented as both inspiration and a practical guide for future space endeavors. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a coherent, readable history of the Apollo program without needing a technical background, including students, general science fans, and anyone curious about how complex projects succeed under intense pressure. It will also appeal to professionals interested in leadership and systems thinking, because Apollo's story is fundamentally about coordination, aligning policy, engineering, training, and operations toward a measurable goal. The benefit to a reader's life comes from seeing how progress is built through iteration, discipline testing, and the ability to learn from setbacks. Apollo demonstrates that high-performance teams rely on clear priorities, honest reporting, and rigorous preparation, lessons that translate well to modern work and personal projects. Compared with many Apollo titles that focus narrowly on one mission or a single hero narrative, Atkinson's program-wide approach offers a broader map of how each mission advanced capability and confidence. That makes it a strong purchase for readers who want context, continuity, and a balanced view of triumph alongside risk and hard trade-offs. It delivers both inspiration and usable insight into how historic achievements are actually made. If you would like to support Nancy Atkinson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.